AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Federal Reserve is likely to raise interest rates further this year, despite leaving its benchmark rate unchanged at its most recent meeting. At Donahue Report's Chair Jerome Powell explained the central bank's position on Capitol Hill today.
Powell told the House committee inflation is still too high.
Inflation has moderated somewhat since the middle of last year. Nonetheless, inflation pressures continue to run high, and the process of getting inflation back down to 2% has a long way to go.
The Fed decided to take a break from interest rate hikes at its last meeting. Powell said it was to assess three recent bank failures, but he says their job is to bring inflation down, and the way to do it is to raise interest rates.
And while that can be painful, what it does is it gradually slows down demand so that supply and demand can get back into alignment and so that we can have inflation running at 2% and people can get on with their lives.
Most economists are certain of a rate hike next month. The Fed indicated two more rate hikes this year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
On Wall Street, tech stocks led the main indexes lower. The House has voted along party lines to censure Congressman Adam Schiff. The resolution says the California Democrat abused his position during Donald Trump's presidency by saying there was evidence of collusion between Trump's campaign and Russia. Crews searching the North Atlantic for that missing sub are dealing with underwater mountains and valleys, deep sea water pressure, difficult weather, and Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick says a growing search area.
The surface search is now approximately two times the size of Connecticut, and the subsurface search is up to 2.5 miles deep, exponentially expanding the size of the search area.
Underwater noises have been detected over the past 2 days, raising hopes. Thousands of residents of Oklahoma and Louisiana remain without electricity as work crews repair power lines damaged by weekend storms. This is AP News. India's prime minister has been flexing his muscles at the UN, literally, participating in a yoga class for the International Day of Yoga. Julie Walker has more.
Around 1,000 people took part in the yoga class on the UN's lawn with India's 72-year-old Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
This is not just about doing exercise on a mat. Yoga is a way of life.
Recognizing the benefits, Modi pushed the UN to designate International Yoga Day back in 2014. Meanwhile, the shouts of demonstrators across the street could be heard at times. About 50 critics waved large yellow flags referring to Khalistan, the name of the homeland that Sikh separatists want to create in India. Julie Walker, New York.
Modi's now in Washington, scheduled to meet with President Biden tomorrow, address Congress, and attend a state dinner. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
On the under $3 menu at McDonald's, a McChicken is $1.50. Because when you're craving a McChicken, you deserve a McChicken. And now that McChicken is just $1.50 with McValue.
Limit time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.